The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is The Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, playing some music from movies, specifically in homage to, in tribute to the recently deceased late great Charlie Watts, drummer of the Rolling Stones, legend as he is. And of course, two big things tonight as well. I'm joined by my good friend Simon.
Howdy.
There you are. And as well, we're recording, normally, since the pandemic started, with like 10 years ago, it feels like now, I've been recording this show in my basement and my fortress of solitude. And tonight we're trying something a little bit different. We're actually recording live on location at the Corktown. So the Corktown Pub down Yonge Street, downtown Hamilton. Nobody can hear me live, so it really doesn't work for me if I say come down now. But periodically the plan is to do this once in a while. So this is what we're doing tonight. In the meantime, we keep it going with the Stones. So RIP Charlie, thanks for the tunes, buddy. From the soundtrack to the film Raw Deal with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can't get no satisfaction. The Soundtrack Show 115, The Hawk.
I tried.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's the Rolling Stones and Bitch. I'm trying not to use bad language. Yeah. Bitch. Sorry,
watch your language there.
Okay, I'll try. That's from the soundtrack to the film Jerry Maguire, Show Me the Money.
And before that, we never talked about Paint It Black, our opening
tune. Yeah, our opening tune, Paint It Black.
I always remember as being the opening theme song for that show they had in the 90s about the Vietnam War called
Tour of Duty.
What a great show that was. The opening was so cool with the helicopters. And, you know, back then probably we were enthralled by the violence, but now we probably wouldn't find it so...
It's not so cool anymore.
So cool, but it was a great tune nonetheless. It was probably like one of the first times I really like realized who the Stones were is actually from that opening to that show.
Me too. And even then, I was a little more disappointed in the unoriginality of Tour of Duty. Well, 6 months later when I saw...
Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah, and it's an opening theme to... Full Metal Jacket too. So
yeah. All right, what do we got next, man?
From the soundtrack to the film Avengers Endgame, it's the Rolling Stones, Doom and Gloom, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Just a fix my mood. Sitting in the dirt,
we're back. Factory Girl, Rolling Stones. And, of course, if you're noticing a little bit of a trend, if you're just tuning in, as the soundtrack show, we are, of course, playing homage to the late, great Charlie Watts, immortal drummer, I guess not really immortal, but legendary drummer of the Rolling Stones. As he passed away this past week, how old was he, Simon?
You know what? Off the top of my head, I don't really know. And actually,
80-something. So I think it was like 82.
When I come on the show, you know, I like to be prepared, and I like to, you know, educate and inform. But today I'm a little lost. I'm under-researched because we changed gears when we heard the sad news about Charlie passing away. So we were really going to talk about The Clash today, another band very near and dear to my heart. But we'll talk about The Clash another day. We've got to talk about The Stones today.
And fairness, sure. Joe Strummer's been dead a long time. So.
Well, that's true. But that's amazing to me. I mean, the fact I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know how old Charlie was. We'll check when we're playing the next song. But, I mean, you know, Joe Strummer was a young guy, really, compared to Charlie when he passed away. So, like, this guy was almost immortal. He was a pretty old dude.
If you had a Rolling Stones Deadpool going, Charlie Watts would not be at the top of your list of who's going to kick first.
No, but he wouldn't be. I think Keith Richards is going to outlive everybody. I think when the world ends, I think Keith Richards and Ringo Starr will still be alive. And
I figured Betty White. I figured it would be.
Maybe Betty White, too, yeah.
It would be Keith and Betty White in a Highlander style immortal fight to the death.
I think Ringo Starr will be there, too.
Could very well be. And Paul Rudd.
He'll just be the same as he is now. Anyway, let's play some more music. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the Stones when we come back.
Sounds like
what
a plan.
We got next?
It would be Beast of Burden from many films, and probably most recently I've got it on the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack.
I think it was from Christine as well, back in 1983.
Wow. Remember to buy a Plymouth Fury.
All right.
Okay. Stones, Beast of Burden, soundtrack show, 115, The Hawk.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back. It's the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and I'm your regular host, and I'm joined, of course, tonight with my good friend Simon.
Howdy. All right, we're here at the Corktown Pub tonight, which is pretty awesome. If you're here at the Corktown and you can hear us and you want to get a request in for your favorite movie soundtrack song, we're going to record two episodes tonight, actually. So after we're done with the Stones, we're going to play some summertime tunes from summertime and road trip movies. And if you've got a request from one of those, please come over and see us, and we'll see if we can play your song in the next hour.
Should be fun.
All right. So we just heard Beast of Burden, which we talked about was from Christine and what did you say?
50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Crap.
Yeah. So, but it was interesting to me that when I did a quick research, because like I said, because we changed gears last minute, that I did my usual look up on the internet what Rolling Stone songs have been in movies. And I've, you know, been on the show a few times, and I do that every time, and usually there's sort of three or four pages. There were 23 pages of the document for the Stones. So it goes all the way back to 1979 with another Vietnam movie, Apocalypse Now. So the Stones and Vietnam movies get together really well.
The Stones in 70s drug movies and mob movies, big, you know, it's all over.
Yeah, there's like four or five from Casino. Yeah. So the next one we got, though, is from something really recent. It's from Ted Lasso, which is a show on Apple TV Plus. And I don't know why, man.
So like Simon's one of three people in the world who've seen it. Come
well,
on.
I don't think so, but I think the more people, it's a, I don't even know why. It's a great show, though. It's a great show. I don't know why. I can't even tell you why I like it.
Too bad they couldn't sell it to Netflix.
If you described it to me, I would probably say that sounds like poo, but I love that show. It's great. And the most recent episode just had this great integrated this next song really well. It was really lovely. And if you get a chance to watch it, if you have Apple TV Plus, I strongly urge you to check out Ted Lasso. Anyway, here's She's a Rainbow.
On the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Oh, seen her all in gold. Thank you.
His Rolling Stones, Gimme Shelter, from the soundtracks to both Goodfellas and Casino.
So while we are listening to those two great tunes, we are discussing the movie Free Jack, which we don't have any music from because they're all really obscure. But Free Jack was a really, really a science fiction movie from 92, and it starred Emilio Estevez and Mick Jagger. So I thought we might play
and Sir Anthony Hopkins.
And what?
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, no good songs from that, though, so we'll just play some more Rolling
Stones.
Well,
we are playing the Stones in tribute to the passing. They're recording this on a Tuesday, so on Tuesday when Charlie Watts passed away, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah, you'll be hearing it the following Monday.
There you go. So that's kind of it works out. It would be creepy if we recorded this on Sunday.
Yeah, we're not that good.
We're not psychic, no. Okay. While we're on to the 70s drug movie thing, as Casino and Goodfellas are, Rolling Stones had this one, too, on the soundtrack of the film Blow. Remember it had Captain Jack Sparrow and Pee Wee Herman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's Can You Hear Me Knocking? And this is the soundtrack show, 1115 The Hawk, broadcasting or recording live at the Corktown.
Yeah!
It's funny when you hear these things on the radio, you don't realize quite how long some of these songs are. It's Can You Hear Me Knocking, the Stones, as we once again on the kind of tail end of it, as we were 15 minutes left of the show, of our tribute to the late great Charlie Watts.
That was Sympathy, or Street Fighting Man, by the way, we just listened to.
No, that was Can You Hear.
Didn't we do Street Fighting Man?
That's next.
Oh, that's coming up next. Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, dude.
So much going on.
Yeah.
Actually, what we're doing next is going to be Sympathy for the Devil.
Ah, even better.
It's a fantastic song from many, many films. My favorite, I think, it would have to be Devil's Advocate with The Godfather and Ted Theodore Logan. So, on the soundtrack show, as we pay tribute to late great Charlie Watts, Sympathy for the Devil, it's the Stones. own Sympathy for the Devil on the Soundtrack Show. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight.
All right, so I'm just going to interrupt here.
Please, Simon.
So I guess one of the dangers of pre-recording your episodes at the pub is you have a couple pints and you forget what song you just played. Because we did play Street Fighting Man. I wasn't wrong.
No, you were wrong.
I have had more to drink than you, so really you
should I actually haven't had any.
Exactly. So I just want to mention that...
My edibles are kicking in. It's okay.
Street Fighting Man was in V for Vendetta. It was in White House Down. And, you know, the Stones sneaking in there on a kids movie, too. It was in The Fantastic Mr. Fox. So that's...
That's a lovely change.
That's a lovely change of pace there. For sure.
Okay, friends. Charlie Watts, born 1941, passed away 2021, 80 years old. Thanks for the tunes. Taking home with this one that was in many movies, most noteworthy of for me, it was in the movie but not on the soundtrack, to The Big Chill. Can't always get what you want. Have a great week, everybody, and stay safe, stay healthy, and be excellent to each other. Good night.
it's a hill. You can't always get what you want. Might find you get what you need. Oh yeah. Woo!
CIOI FM 101.5 The Hawk.